Revelation 13 is that this is identifying the United States. Let's read verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Now, we understand these two horns, horns in Bible prophecy being powers or strengths. This is Republicanism and Protestantism. This is the two strengths that the United States was founded upon. It's very simple understanding of Adventism. We also understand that this beast, this kingdom of Bible prophecy, the beast according to Daniel 7, are kingdoms of Bible prophecy. This beast that follows after the Catholic Church beast in verses 1 and onward in Revelation 13. This beast comes up out of the earth, and this is one of the points that Hiram Edson is making in his article, is that at the end of the time period of the fifth kingdom of Bible prophecy, the Catholic Church, at the end of its time period to rule the world from 538 to 1798, during that time period, the spiritual Israel had been scattered, that there would be a gathering together, and it would be take place in a wilderness area. The earth here in verse 11 of Revelation 13 has always been understood as an empty, a barren place, and the United States meets this description. This has always been an Adventist proof text for this verse, especially when it's contrasted with the first beast of Revelation 13 that comes up out of the sea, the Catholic Church sees representing peoples and multitudes, and the Catholic Church rose out of Europe. So, in agreement with Hiram Edson, the United States comes up out of the earth, a wilderness place. It begins as a dragon, or a lamb, and ends up speaking like a dragon. In Great Controversy, Sister White says, the speaking of the nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. When the United States speaks as a dragon, points forward to the time when the United States, through its legislative and judicial branches, will pass the Sunday law. So in verse 11, we see the United States passing a Sunday law. And in verse 12, it says, and he, the United States, exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him. By the way, brothers and sisters, when you get into Revelation 17, and you have the mystery of the five have fallen, one is, and one is not yet come, and the eighth is of the seven, and you start figuring out what those represent, well, I would suggest to you that that's the kingdoms of Bible prophecy. And when you get into that in Adventism and you start laying out these kingdoms of Bible prophecy, some people would suggest that after Catholicism, the fifth kingdom of Bible prophecy, the kingdoms of Bible prophecy being Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, pagan Rome, papal Rome, some would suggest that after